Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Allie Clark. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to second. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mitchell. Joost scores. Fain moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Boudreau reaches second base with a double. Rosen moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Garcia covering, for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Athletics, 1. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kellner is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-2 in the game. Lehner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost scores. Lehner moves to second. It's 2-1, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Garcia covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gordon scores. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball four. Boudreau moves to second. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-2 in the game. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Dillinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Joost moves to third. Leaner moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain is walked intentionally. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to home to get Joost. Leaner moves to third. Fain moves to second. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kermit Wall now playing third base. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gordon. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing left field. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Joost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kellner moves to second. Jesse Flores now pitching. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Leaner hits a fly ball into center field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores strikes out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker strikes out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-4 in the game. Easter takes first base on ball 4. Kennedy moves to second. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Kennedy trying to get to home. Leaner throws the ball into Tipton who tags Kennedy, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Easter moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallo. The throw from Hegan to Boudreaux and they have Vallo trapped. The throw over to Easter, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fane is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Fane hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first and picks off Fane. 2 outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gordon moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. Gordon scores. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Indians. Jesse Flores is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flores is 0 for 1 in the game. Flores hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Pete Suter. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tucker. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Tipton is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Wally Moses pinch hits for Alex Kellner. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Joost strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.